Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-1, Thomas Head H&H Investment Associates.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Seaford 100, Sussex County, dividing 62.4 acres into 48 lots located south of Route 548, also known as Horseshoe Road, 1,770 feet southwest of Route 552, also referred to as Neal School Road. This application was reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee on for Shane. Shane, do you have any additional comments? And I believe Shane advised me that Neal School Road is actually a road, different road name.
It should be Shoefelt Road.
Shoefelt Road.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
But the number is correct.
The number is correct.
The number is correct.
Right.
The name was wrong. Mr. Wheatley, the TIC committee responded with comments for this application on September 20th of 2006. The applicants prepared a revised subdivision plan that was received October 25th of 06. I'll pass down a copy for each of you. And on the 20th, we received a letter. It's addressed to the commission concerning subdivision 2006-1, Seaford 100. This is our objection to the project and the proposed development on Road 548, Horseshoe Road. Our major complaint is that the state will allow such a large development and then not take care of the roads. June of 2006, we received about 15 inches of rain in our area that washed out the bridge on County Route 20. All of the traffic came down Road 552 and Road 550 or 548 until late October. As a result, our roads are in bad shape and they haven't been fixed. They need to be fixed and lines need to be added. This is what we experienced when the bridge was no longer able to be used. We could hardly get out of our driveway when this happened. Our small development became a main truck and traffic throughway. We have experienced a major mess that took place on our backcountry roads. There will certainly be more of the same if this project goes through. Cement trucks, lumber trucks, and all manner of equipment haulers will cause more damage to these already in need of repair roads. Our concerns are grave. Please consider the state's part if you are giving serious thought to taking yet another one of our agricultural fields and filling it full of houses that will one day be too expensive to keep. People with expensive vehicles are not going to be attracted to this proposed development if the roads west of Seaford and north of Stein Highway are not fixed. This needs doing either way, and thank you for your consideration for our concerns. And that was signed by Mr. and Mrs. Paul Jarrett. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Let me thank you, Mr. Abbott.
Mr. Chairman, one thing for the record, too. I just wanted to make clear. I did receive a set of restrictive covenants from Tull and Razor that I think also are in the file. I'm not sure if Mr. Abbott referenced them or not, but I did look at them, and they meet with the requirements of the subdivision ordinance.
All right, sir. Very good.
February 7th.
Chair recognizes Mr. Barwick. Before you get started, Mr. Barwick, are you aware of any fires that have taken place on this site?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, if you are, don't bother to introduce
I'll keep it to myself.
Your testimony, okay?
All right. And I already saw, first of all, my name is John Barwick. I'm Director of Operations with Meridian Architects and Engineers. I live in Lewis. I saw his last on the agenda, so I put away the PowerPoint presentation and everything else. We're going to go with a simplistic presentation tonight. Thought I'd go that way. First of all, for the record, I want to present my responses to the Chapter 99-9C questions, and I also have attached here the septic feasibility report. Excuse me if my voice, that wonderful aroma that's in the air, I think is getting to me from all the wind. The first thing about this project, first of all, it's not a cluster project. It's a three-quarter acre lot subdivision. Grass swales, we did provide sidewalks. One thing and regrettable that I didn't have shown on the plan is street lighting. We're more than happy to provide street lighting before final approval. Just anticipate that because I know it's coming. The other issue with this project that makes it a little bit unique, and I think Mr. Abbott touched on that, the area that we're showing in the lovely pea green was part of the original scope of the project. My clients originally wanted to use large lots, like farmette type lots, and we were going to have the project utilize all that available land. However, going back and forth with Mr. Jay Duke, the soil scientist, the soils are completely inappropriate for subdivisions, for a subdivision on that side of, of that ditch. So, after getting the septic feasibility report and looking at the soil studies, we decided to go with a more traditional three-quarter acre lot subdivision, and that the division line, if you look on the plan, the revised property line will bisect the ditch. So this will be returned back to agriculture, back to the original owner, and this is the project that we're looking at tonight. Since it is all row crops, there are no woods. There's two pockets of wetlands out there that are within that open space between those two blue water ponds that we're showing. There's no significant trees. There's some grass out there now in that area. It's been tilled. It's been farmed. That ditch has a couple fingers that come out into the project that we are avoiding. The grading of the site will be very minimal since we're using standard septics on the site, so there will be no lock grading. The layout and the ideas that we have on there will follow as much of the original contour and limit as much disturbance as possible. We are using grass swales for water quality purposes, and I believe with some of the changes going on with DENREC, I have some ideas that I would like to pursue if we go all the way through with design. We probably won't even have to have any wet ponds. When you go from row crop condition to a three-quarter acre lot subdivision that doesn't have trees, I believe that we can get away without having stormwater ponds. So one of the other things that I'm anticipating that would be a question is why we have the open space there at the entrance. Again, that was another patch of that bad soil that was not suitable for a lot. So that was dedicated for open space and or stormwater management. Okay. Going through the items from Chapter 99, number one, integration of the proposed subdivision in the existing terrain and surrounding landscape. The present area is agricultural, and as you can see, surrounding the lots that we have proposed are single-family strip-lotted homes. And we're bound by one side by railroad tracks, the other side by a ditch, and the other side by a road. We're not actually adjacent to any agricultural land, except on the other side of that ditch. The minimal use of wetlands and floodplains. The wetlands that are out there, we are not seeking any permits. We are not seeking to affect them or do anything with them. And plus, since we're not crossing the ditch anymore, we don't have to seek any wetland permits. The site is in Zone X primarily. There's some area along the ditch that is in Zone A. The wetlands were delineated by 10 Bears Environmental Services, LLC, and are reflected on the plan that you have in front of you. There are no known historical features out on the site. Preservation of open space and scenic views, going with three-quarter acre lots, and the amount of open space that we are providing, we don't think we're going to have any effect on any scenic views other than what used to be row crops. Excuse me. Minimization of tree vegetation and soil removal and gray changes. Again, due to the type of soils out there and septic systems on the site, there will be very minimal grading activities going on. And matter of fact, if we can eliminate the ponds, I'm saying for the record that we can, but if we can use some of the newer technologies using their new model, it's called DERM. If you're interested, I can get you more information on it, but it's a new spreadsheet program. I've been playing with it a lot lately, and I think we can get away with having your typical big holes in the ground.
Mr. Borowick, I'm a little concerned about the constant use of the phrase "get away with." We're not particularly interested in seeing you get away with anything. Okay?
Yes, sir.
If you have a more inventive way of dealing with storm water and it's approved by whomever, then that's your right to use it. But
point well taken.
So, you know, I'm concerned mainly for these folks out here who aren't as familiar with this, you know, with this process. And if there's something other than ponds that will take care of the storm water and fulfills the requirements of the Soil Conservation District,
I'm
for you.
I'm speaking out of church in that I'm thinking along the lines that there's been a lot of criticism with stormwater ponds and maintenance and open water and all these issues and mosquitoes and all that. So,
there you go. Okay, we're good.
All right. We have a sidewalk on both sides of the road that we are going ahead and proposing. Effect on area property values. The present trend of increasing value of cropland, the surrounding areas becoming developed is expected to continue in the area of the proposed subdivision. As you can see with Crestfield, which is a subdivision located south of this proposed project, it sold out quite well and has very nice homes in it. Effect on schools, public buildings, and community facilities. The relatively small size of the proposed subdivision is not expected to affect its infrastructure of the surrounding community, especially when considered that a large number of senior citizens are expected as buyers of this type and location of project, as well as families and homeowners. That has been the current trend going on in Sussex County. Effect on area roadways and public transportation. Proposed subdivision entrance will be designed to the standards and specifications as established by the Delaware Department of Transportation. So we will have to be working with DLDOT to provide road improvements along with our entrance to get that entrance permit and move forward. Compatibility with other land uses. The proposed subdivision is compatible with the designated zoning as established by the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance and in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Effect on area waterways. Proposed subdivision will be designed to meet or exceed the requirements as set forth by DENREC in relation to stormwater management. It is anticipated that either a combination of wet stormwater pond or a system of bioretention ponds along with the grass swales, utilization of maybe bio swales, could be used in a combination to mitigate or even reduce any effects to area waterways because row crops, chicken manure, fertilizer, and all that. Now you're going to single-family homes. And again, using grass swales, you'll see in your typical storm events, you won't even get a lot of runoff even making it to that ditch. Okay, so bullet points. The minimum lot size is 3/4 acre. The sidewalks are proposed. Gross area of the parcel is 62.41 acres. The density is 0.77 density units per acre. Street lighting will be included on the final record plan. And the covenants and restrictions have been revised and are now entered into the record. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. Mr. Gordy?
You say the existing lots that's shown on here are from a...
From strip lotting, sir.
Oh, they're from strip lotting.
Yes,
all the way to 17, 19 strip lotting?
All the way from Shufelt, Horseshoe, and the other boundaries.
So is this along a road? Are these along a road?
I wish my location map was more adequate, but yes.
Okay, okay.
So road.
I don't show the other road.
Okay, I got you. All right. So the right there at the entrance, you got that open space 5.3.
Yes, sir.
You said it was too low for.
No, the soils do not support a septic system.
Okay, so that's going to be open space.
Yes, sir.
And if needed, you could provide a bus stop there if the school district so desired.
If the school district so desires.
You'd have room for it right there.
We have room for it.
Okay. And then the other land, you said residual land is the same. It's not feasible.
The residual lands will be returned back to the original landowner, and this property will be subdivided right down the ditch.
And that's for the same reason?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you have a septic feasibility on all
it? It was handed into the record.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And you said there's going to be sidewalks on both sides or one side?
Both sides, sir.
And street lighting, you said?
Street lighting is not, much my regret, it's not shown on your preliminary plan in front of you, but it will be shown upon the final record plan and can be made a condition of approval.
I've not really seen the restrictive covenants. What type of housing are you talking about? Modular,
I'll turn this over to my clients, H&H, Mr. Head. Is Rehoboth Signature Homes? Mr. Head, take that question.
Yes, good evening. My name is Thomas Head, a member of H&H Investments. We have several subdivisions. Our homes run from about 3 to about 450,000 stick built. I can give you the locations of what we're currently working on. I think we have 4 subdivisions now. It would be the same type of housing.
Which is stick-built?
Stick-built, yes. We try to target the market from about $300,000 to $450,000. That seems to be the buying edge here now. I'd like to make another little comment real quick here on the remaining land that's shown in the pea green. They had come up with numerous mound systems, which were totally against. If I can do something without a mound, they're an eyesore. I think they should be done away with completely. I had went back to the owner, Mr. Handy, Erwin Handy, and what he is proposing to do is to keep this under agriculture for a while, and he would really like to, well, first of all, he wanted to sell the farm and get away from it, okay? He is currently now talking with me about putting in possibly two 25-acre escrient horse farmettes there on that remaining acreage. I think that's what he is proposing to do, or I think that's what he has in mind. on our side, again, we do our traditional stick built. We do our septic and well. I've done that for 35 years down here. I really don't want to get away from it. Other than that, any other questions?
That's all. Thank you. That's all the questions I have, Mr. Wheatley.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm guessing the restrictive deed restrictions would have the ag notices that we require about farming.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. Mr. Johnson.
No question, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton.
No question.
Mr. Lang.
Just a reminder for Mr. Barwick that the ordinance requires that the scale, minimum scale, be 100, not 150.
I concur. I actually had to scale off that buffer along the ditch, and I was like, how the heck could we
have 150 scale?
I apologize.
Yeah, computers can do all kinds of scale, but when you get a...
I actually had to figure it out.
A hand scale out, you got a few problems.
Yeah, I understand.
That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Couts,
no questions.
Mr. Abbott,
no questions.
Mr. Robertson.
Just one point of clarification that it says, and this is, I think, in response to Mr. Gordy's question, that section at the front, it shows open space as being 5.39 acres. That piece, I don't think, is five. That's the entire acreage.
It's the entire. Okay. It's contiguous, sir.
Yeah. I just want to make that clear. No, that's the whole place. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Barwick, we thank you.
Yep.
If you'll kindly take a seat, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your project. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-1 Thomas Head H&H Development Associates. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-1? Yes, sir, right up front.
My name is Keith Wheatley. I live at 413 Horseshoe Road. First off, a scenic view to me is what I'm looking at. His scenic view and mine is two different ones. Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to your project.
Totally. I need you. Focus up here. We know
I'm not totally opposed to the project.
Okay.
First off, scenic view is my scenic view. My scenic view, I bought the property because I like looking at the field, and that's all I can afford. Second off, without the sludge pond, storm management ponds, when he had all that rain, I went to work that way down Shoefelt Road, and the first ditch down there had 4 feet of water in it. Went back around 20, it had 2 feet of water on it. When I went to work and came home, I had to come clear around through Atlanta Road to get home. Mm-hmm. The ditch at the end of my road was closed. The railroad bridge was washed out, and Route 20 was washed out with over 4 feet of water over top of the railroad bridge, 3 foot over top of the railroad bridge. And I seen that. The whole backyard was flooded. The field was flooded. So what he's saying about the ponds is not exactly true. And I've seen the berm systems. The berm systems work some cases. In that case, it will not work. I'm not going to stand here and give you 50 questions because I know some other people do.
Some others are going to.
So I'll skip some of them. Second thing is, thanks, it was brought up tonight, was the no postings. There is no posting on that property. As of tonight, there was no postings. I wrote it. The letter, I called about the letter the first day I received it. I talked to Sean, and I never did get to talk to Mr. Lank, but I did call him, and we played phone tag for a couple days, so I went on up the road farther and got some answers I needed. I find it very hard to get questions from them when I called, and I don't think that's fair. I'm not a lawyer. I'm just an average person, and I pay taxes, and I feel that I should get answers when I call and ask a question. And I don't feel I was getting the questions answered, and I don't think I was answered too right, and I was very upset about it. So when I moved to the county commissioner, he said, come to the meeting, have your say, and move on. But that's over the water now, so to speak. The roads are a big issue. I'm going to beat that. The inaccuracies in the maps, there's some inaccuracies where it says Irv Handy, whose property on the far end, on the western end. In all reality, that property's been sold. The roads were a big concern because most people thought they were talking about somewhere else. And I hear last night down at the end of Neal Schoolhouse Road, there's another proposed development going in of 300 to 500 houses, which means we're going to get more traffic. Now, on my road alone, I just guesstimated there's approximately 22 kids on that road, not counting when it comes out of the daycare. Traffic's horrendous now. I want to know what's going to happen when this development goes in. It's one of my other concerns. If they do go to the sludge ponds that I call them, sediment ponds, whatever you call them, who's responsible for cleaning them out, and do they clean down on a regular basis?
Homeowners Association ultimately would be responsible. The developer's responsible before then. And there is now soil conservation enforcement of that.
Okay, it's my next question, because I deal with them on a daily basis too, and that's not always so. And usually when it gets to that point where you start at 10 feet, by the time they clean them out, they're at 2 feet, which is my biggest concern is the water. I don't have water in my ditches. I don't have water in my backyard. And like I say, my scenic view to me is what I can afford, and what I can afford is the field. So I don't think his statement was totally correct. You know, I've lived around fields my whole life, a farm going off my whole life, but I'll let that go because there's some other questions you have to answer.
Now, wait a minute.
I know you guys, you're tired and I'm tired.
No. You just told me you're a farm boy, you've lived around farms all your life.
Going off my whole life. But I feel the man, it's his property, he buys it, he can do what he wants with it. I don't have to agree with it.
I know, but I know where you lived when you were a little kid. And that
I know you. I know where you lived, too.
All right.
No, you're talking about the wrong one. I lived in House and Branch Road in Fettlesburg.
I know. I know where you lived.
Okay, but I lived in Edmontown with my grandfather. I had the bad jobs.
All right, then. Thank you, sir, and we will take your concerns to heart. Who's next? Yes, ma'am. By the way, Mr. Wheatley and I are not related. We just happened to grow up on the same street. Long time ago.
Hi, Don Smart, 4152 Horseshoe Road. I live next door to Keith.
Okay.
I'm just going to hit on the roads. My main concern, I have three children, and there's also houses across the street. These homes are built just alongside the road themselves. So a lot of times the children are crossing the road to go to each other's homes, even though they're watching them. With the traffic that was increased from the floods that we had, it was terrible, and the roads are in bad shape right now. My main concern is this road that runs along Horseshoe Road is a straight shot. And by the time some of the cars hit where our houses are, which is towards the end, because I'm like number three, I think, on the map, once they are traveling at a pretty good clip. So it does concern me that they still have quite a bit to go to get to that development. So that's one of my concerns. The second is you can't walk on the road now. It's not wide enough. You take your life into your own hands if you try to even walk alongside of the road. You're walking in other people's yards. So that's another concern. I don't think that was hit on. It does say typically that it will be widened, but it doesn't say to what extent. And then if it is widened, to what extent, where are they getting the land? They're taking it from us to make it wider. So that's my main concern. And we do have children. We moved out there for a reason. I lived in town before, moved out to the country to kind of get into that open space, and now it's being taken away. That's
understand. Thank you very much. Yes, sir, all the way in the back. Okay, something a little different. Now, we've heard all about 15 inches of rain. We were all there, and we all know what it was.
Okay. Jim Ellis, 4083 Horseshoe Road. My concern is with the not putting the ponds in because of the rain and the water.
Mm-hmm.
Ditch has not been cleaned out. I've been there 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We were flooded at our house across the road.
Mm-hmm.
And also have another concern with the driveway coming out. Mm-hmm. It's almost directly in front of mine.
Right.
With the traffic that's coming out of there, they're figuring on 48 homes. So you got 48 plus cars, okay, up to 96 or more. The roads are terrible, and my main concern is the driveway getting out. It's bad enough as it is now, without adding that many more, almost directly in front of my driveway. And if they're going to do something with the water runoff and the ditches, is the main thing. It's a water problem. Well, they can't build where they want to build it up in that far corner because it is so low, and the ponds are not doing any good. That's my main concern.
All
thank
right,
you.
Next question,
sir.
I'm just trying to interpret. You made reference to the entrance location,
yes,
number of vehicles,
mm-hmm,
and your reason for that is?
My driveway is almost directly across from it, okay, if you're getting out on the highway in the morning.
I understand that.
Okay.
Is it lights?
Hey, pardon?
Are you talking about lights at night, for example?
Well, the traffic in general. My driveway,
traffic, okay.
Yeah, traffic in general will be adding that much more to the road, what's already there. With that traffic coming out, you figure everybody going to work first thing in the morning, they don't know how many of them leave early, how many are going to be coming home.
I wasn't trying to add to your fire, just typically that comment comes because of the lights when your house is right at an entrance and you get the lights whichever way anybody turns.
And my house is not right, it's back up in the woods, but the driveway's right there. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am. You're fine.
On my plat, my name is Patricia Brower. I live at 4069 Horseshoe Road. Mm-hmm. On my plat, dated April 23rd, 1998, I live north of this development.
Mm-hmm.
The ditch that they're referring to on my plat says U.S. Waterway.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that is continued because it is water running through there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they do anything to change this, this is going to back up all the water on this side. So we would like to have this entered and taken in consideration.
Yes, ma'am, it will be.
Thank you.
It will be. And for those of you who are wondering, and I know some of you know, but the design of the stormwater management systems, the requirement is that a specific development parcel, whatever, has to contain and dispose of its own water. It can't run water onto you, can't run water in your pond. It can run water in the ditch that's between you and them because that's what it's there for. But they do have to handle their own water, and the soil conservation people, that's their job to make sure that happens. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in opposition? For anyone on the commission that has any questions.
Oh,
yes, ma'am. Okay.
Hello, my name is Diane Smith. I am going to be the house that's right directly in front of the development as you're coming east.
Okay.
On the opposite side of the road.
Okay.
And I also have concerns with the traffic coming out of there because as I noted the traffic that was coming down that road when 20 broke down,
mm-hmm,
we had a hard time getting out then, and probably most of the traffic is not going to be going out the other way. It's probably going to be coming this way again also. And I have another concern.
Mm-hmm.
My well is out to the front of my property over on the west side,
mm-hmm,
and it's about 3 to 4 feet from the ditch. So that's something I want to be taken into consideration when they go to putting their septic systems in.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, is there anybody else? Yes, sir.
I have a question. My name is Daryl Banning. I live on Shoefelt Road. And my question is, I'm no soil expert.
Neither am I.
But y'all have heard how much water we have.
Right.
Okay?
I
think I live on one of the highest points, and from there it goes down. You've obviously had your soil studies done. My question is, if these people start purchasing these lots and they don't, you know,
up here, Mr. Banning, you got to talk to me.
They don't they don't get approval or whatever, is there any chance there's going to be any type of sewage treatment plant out there or whatever? They're starting to pop up here toward the beaches. Mm-hmm. And that's a concern I think we all have.
I think I can answer that for you.
Yeah.
And the three-quarter acre lot layout here, there's really no place to put one, so it would have to be individual septic systems. I don't think there's any plans to put a central system there at all.
On these soil studies, do they tell you what your, I mean, I don't know, do they tell you what each lot is?
What they do is they do a septic, do a feasibility study for right. each lot, and they'll tell you what kind of system you're allowed to put there, whether it can be gravity, LPP, mound, whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right, for Keith, if you got any questions and you want answers, just call Mr. Hayes, you're a good man.
Gentlemen, that's enough. Sit down. Anybody else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of the night with us to see if we make a decision. Or you may just call the office in the morning.